Chapter 5 A Marriage and a Confession. More time passed, and Mr. Charles Darnay established himself in England as a teacher of French. He often visited Dr. Manette and Lucy, and gradually he fell in love. Mr. Lorry was a visitor to the house as well, going there on Sundays after his week's work at Tellson's Bank. The young lawyer, Sidney Carton, was another visitor at Dr. Manette's house. He was a strange young man, often bitter and sharp in his conversation. He drank too much, and there was an air of sadness about him. He did not like Charles Darnay, and was frequently cold in his behaviour to the Frenchman whose life he had so brilliantly saved at the Old Bailey. Charles Darnay finally managed to approach Dr. Manette to tell him of his love for Lucy. The old man did not want to lose his daughter, but he liked Darnay and respected him.
"If my daughter loves you,"
he told the young man,
"I shall be happy to see you married to her."
"There's one other thing,"
Darnay added.
"You know that my name is not really Darnay. I'd rather you knew who I really am."
"No!"
cried Dr. Manette suddenly. For a moment he looked quite afraid.
"I don't wish to hear it now, my friend. But you can tell me,"
he went on
"the morning of the day you marry Lucy."
A few days later, Sidney Carton came to the house. He looked tired and ill and appeared to be ashamed of himself.
"Are you all right?"
Lucy asked him.
"No, Miss Manette,"
he replied sadly.
"I lead a bad life, and I am never all right. But what can be done?"
"You could change your way of living, perhaps,"
Lucy suggested with a smile. She was surprised to see tears coming to his eyes.
"It's too late for that,"
he told her.
"I shall go on living the way I do, and I shall sink lower and lower. I can't help it."
He paused and looked embarrassed.
"Please forgive me for talking like this to you,"
he said humbly.
"I shall never do it again, but I have something particular that I want to say to you."
Again he paused and looked at her in great distress.
"I have loved you from the first,"
he said,
"and the thought of you has made me try to change my life. But it's useless. It's too late to change."
"It's never too late to change,"
Lucy suggested softly.
"I shall go on living the way I do,"
he said,
"but I shall always love you. I will sink lower and lower in life, but my heart will always be turned to you. And if there is ever anything I can do for you, or for the people that you love, I would do it, no matter the cost."
One evening, Dr. Manette and his daughter were sitting together in the garden. Lucy was to be married the following day.
"You won't feel lonely when I'm married, will you, Father?"
Lucy asked anxiously.
"I've already told you,"
her father replied calmly,
"that your marriage to Charles gives me great pleasure. He's a fine young man, my dear, and I'm happy for both of you."
The old man was very thoughtful as he went up to his room that night. He had pretended to be happy, but his mind was troubled by his daughter's marriage. He was afraid of loneliness. The next morning, Charles Darnay came to the house. He had not forgotten his promise to Dr. Manette and had come to tell the old man his real name. He and the doctor went into the study together, where they remained for a few minutes. When they came out, the doctor looked pale and he was trembling. He made a great effort, however, and managed to look cheerful and happy during the wedding ceremony. Lucy and her husband left London on their honeymoon. Dr. Manette, Miss Pross, and Mr. Lorry said goodbye to them. The doctor was very quiet and thoughtful for the rest of the day, and Mr. Lorry was worried about him.
"I must go to Tellson's Bank,"
Mr. Lorry told Miss Pross.
But I'll come back as soon as I've finished there.
It was evening before Mr. Lorry returned to the house. He entered the doctor's room and found the old man standing at a table with his back to the door. He was making shoes, just as he had been doing when Mr. Lorry found him in Paris. Mr. Lorry spoke quietly to the doctor, but he received no reply. The doctor did not recognize him. Miss Pross and Mr. Lorry watched the doctor carefully over the next few days. They did not want to ruin Lucy's honeymoon by telling her that her father was ill. They hoped he would recover before the young couple came home. The days passed slowly, and Dr. Manette spent them making shoes. On the 10th day, however, there was a change in the doctor's condition. He came downstairs in the morning in the usual way, and he talked normally to Miss Pross and Mr. Lorry. He had recovered completely, but he had no memory of the days he had spent making shoes.